The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It's Friday, the 9th of September. I hope you're having a great day out there. I hope you're just kind of laying there in the bed going, oh.
You hope that people are doing that?
Yeah, just kind of like, you know, they're in bed kind of waking up and kind of groaning and going, oh.
You don't think that they should jump up in the morning and be like, yeah, like I'm us? On fire.
Like us?
Baby, I'm on fire.
Baby. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to take it out.
Wrong words, but that's all right. You can make them up any way you want. It's all about that.
You do.
Karaoke at its best. 64 degrees. Good morning, everybody, on this beautiful Friday. It is the 9th, and of course, we're going to be talking to you today on all kinds of events that are happening this weekend as well, and plus open line. But first of all, let's tell you about the forecast. It's hot. It's going to be a hot day with our temperatures. Our highs will be 102 with our lows of around 65. Tomorrow calls for about 101 with Saturday night lows and clear of around 65. Sunday calls for about 96. With our lows of around 64, Monday's 90, Tuesday's 80, and then we're, again, under triple digits, Wednesday 85, Thursday's calling for 96. And that's kind of a brief forecast throughout the week, but we know what this weekend is going to be, and that's triple digits. And the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where it's cool to be a Shasta Gas customer, locally owned and operated, and they do give senior and veteran discounts. 365-37-93. Now, Carl, we know that we have Pet of the Week in the house.
We do. Matilda brought Amy today, though Amy is Amy is the boss, but it looks like Matilda is, well, she's down laying down now.
In our haven you made.
She's all happy.
Yeah, she's a really sweet girl. She's very calm and affectionate. She's really sweet.
So Haven Humane, we really love to support you and what you do and trying to get animals placed. And I know that you have cats, dogs,
goats.
Critters, goats, horses, chickens.
We have all kinds. They come in all kinds there.
And you know, the weekend's coming up, and so you bring in your choice of Pet of the Week. Now, how did you choose Matilda?
Well, I chose Matilda because she is already ready to go today to a forever home. So if someone came in today and wanted to get Matilda, she's already spayed, vaccinated, microchipped. She is ready to go to her forever home today. So that's why I kind of choose those ones. So when they say, oh, I want the dog on the radio, or can I look at the dog on the news? I said, you sure can, and you can take it home today. So
how big is Matilda for our listeners?
Matilda's a... she's medium, but I would say she's on the smaller side of a medium dog. She's 30, like 40 pounds.
30
maybe.
Pounds, 34. And she's got her ears perk up.
She's a shepherd. She's a shepherd mix and husky mix. She is all white.
Cream, kind of a cream. Not white, but cream. So it's kind of cool. And she looks like she ought to be a herd dog, but she's not.
No.
You know what I mean? You know, like she's a cattle dog?
Yeah, she could be. I mean, she's a people dog for sure, though. She does like affection. She kind of thinks she's a lap dog, and she rubs against you kind of like a cat. She's got like affection to her, you know? She likes to tuck her little face right in your neck and just sit on your lap. So she is super sweet. She really is. And as you can tell, she's pretty calm. So she's about 3 years old, we're guessing. So she's not going to get any bigger than this little thing she is now, which is nice. And she's rated for a home with kids 8 and up.
So when you pick the dogs out or your Pet of the Week that you bring on the show, Amy, you know, you go from media station to media station. You know, you got to get in the car. Shows how really wonderful the animals are because they've got to leash them into a building, into a room.
Yes, and she's
in a small little space here in the studio.
Right, and she's done so great this morning. I might take her home. Sorry, guys. Sorry.
Hardest part. Hey, okay, what else is going on out at Haven Humane?
So if you would want to come and look at her today, She is a $25 dog adoption. We're doing $25 for all dog adoptions up until tomorrow for our Labor Day promotion. Which, I mean, that's everything. You're getting a dog that's already fixed, that's already got its shots, that's already microchipped.
That's really like
$25.
My gosh,
you really can't.
So now's the time to do it. So we've got that going on right now.
Yep, and it ends tomorrow's our last day of the promotion. Because we are open Saturdays, 8 to 5.
And it's not just Matilda.
It's not just Matilda.
You can get anyone.
Any dog.
Any dog in there.
And you said she likes to talk.
She does. She talks a little bit. I think it's the husky mix in her that they kind of, you know.
Well, we know our elk killer, she has talked a lot more since, I don't know, the last 3 years. She just looks at us and,
She walks around with us when we're talking, and she's sitting up, walking along going,
they just want to be a part of the conversation. Yeah. That's how she's been today. She's actually been really quiet, but she was talking to me in the car when I was putting her in. She let me know, like, where are we going? And I told her, it's okay, we're going here. And then she just quieted right down. She just wanted to talk to me.
Okay.
Well,
all right,
Amy,
everybody.
Thanks for being here. Haven Humane, again, address for those who maybe just are listening in for the first time.
It's 7449 Eastside Road in Anderson, and our phone number is 530-241-1653. Come and see us. Come out. Come see what we have. We have cats, dogs, pigs. We actually have chickens right now in case anybody wants to adopt some chickens.
Yeah, so, we heard. That sounds great.
Yeah.
See, today's the 9th. Second Tuesday is going to be next Tuesday. Second Tuesday at, I believe, Nello's.
Mm-hmm.
Is that
and
right?
When is Bark and Wine?
October 1st.
Oh, boy. We got to mark that. That's right around the corner.
Yes. It's
my gosh, that's 3 weeks out.
I know. Getting close.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Amy. And, again, Matilda. Go check out Matilda. She's a keeper.
All right. Thanks, guys. Have
thank
a good
you.
One.
You too, honey.
All right. So this portion of the show has been brought to you by?
Sleep Number Bed.
Oh.
What was your sleep number last night? What was your sleep
you
number?
You know what? I've been fooling around with my sleep numbers, so I've been going anywhere between... Bye, Amy. Take care.
Bye, Matilda.
I've been going anywhere between 40 and 50. And I think last night my sleep number setting is 50. And that's the beautiful thing about the dual temp control.
Dual air control.
Dual air control. Because it's not temperature. But the dual air control. Because I can move it around. And that's great because, you know, girls... I know guys, too. It's nice to be able... Sometimes you wear the comfortable pants. Or you want to change your shoes. You want to wear tennis shoes instead of confined shoes. It's the same thing when you feel like... how you're sleeping. I mean, when you commit to one mattress, how boring. This way you get a chance to mix it up.
There you go. My sleep number setting is 60, and it's been like that. And I think I'm going to keep it like that for a while. Though, you know what, the harder I work out, the more I want to drop it down to like 10 and just let the bed wrap itself around me. However, right now, during the Labor Day sales, you can get some of the best sales ever. All beds are on sales. All beds are on sales, and it's in its final days. Then you get 50% off the Labor Day limited edition bed. Now's the chance. Go on down to the Target Shopping Center. Go down and see Brian, Janice, or any of the professionals there. And this is the way to sleep great forever. Made in America, rated number one by Consumer Reports. It's got a guarantee on it, and I can tell you that we would not be talking about it if it didn't work for us. It's just not worth it. So, but it does, and we enjoy it. So head on down to Target this weekend and get that mattress. We're going to take a break at 7:14 in the morning. Jared, how you doing, buddy?
I am doing very well.
Everything going on okay for you?
Everything's going great.
I
have no complaints.
Are you serious this morning?
I'm very serious.
Wearing underwear?
I am wearing underwear.
Okay, I just want to make sure that's part of
it. Not that anybody actually wanted to know that.
No, I'm not going to ask boxer briefs. They're not even going
in. No, I'm just saying as if you're serious.
They're boxer briefs.
You know, people tell me you're serious. You know, so I'm going, no, man, I'm serious today. You're wearing underwear? Well, no. Well, you can't be too serious.
Breaks it right up. Hey, by the way, who's playing tonight? What's the game?
I don't know. I should know this.
Okay.
I have the schedule in my box.
You'll find the schedule.
We'll talk about that when we get back.
We'll come on back because it's a big game tonight. And we're going to, you know, as you know, we are broadcasting every one of the high school games. Well, a game of the week. I shouldn't say every one, but we're going to get every high school in the area, though, including the River Bowl. So, okay, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back after these messages.
Hi, I'm John Scape, owner of Properties by Merit. We specialize both in residential and commercial real estate. Whether you're looking to buy or sell, call us today at 338-2112. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become reality. Visit our website at pbmerit.com or call today, 338-2112.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 01945816.
This Sunday, Lake Redding Park will again be abuzz as those crazy yellow-shirted Asphalt Cowboys fire up the barbecues for the annual Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue Feast. Swing by the park between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. and partake of the finest fire-grilled tri-tip or chicken, salad, cowboy beans, garlic bread, milk, or coffee. Place a bid at the annual live auction between 1 and 3 p.m. Tickets are $7 in advance and can be purchased at Lulu's Restaurant, San Francisco Deli, the Paint Marts in Redding and Anderson, or from any Asphalt Cowboy. $8, Day of the Barbecue.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddleboards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to lakeshasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Oh.
You know that I would be alive.
Welcome
Jim
back
Morrison.
To Free.
If I was to say it to you, girl, we couldn't get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire.
Welcome Friday morning on here at
KCNR
1460, currently 64 degrees. Oh, what did
18 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock, 530-605-4567 is our phone number. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good
yes,
morning, everybody. Good morning, listeners and guests and Jared, everybody on the chat room. Let's wake up the chat room. Come on. Get in there. Now, a lot of things have happened. Last night, they had that meeting on the unfunded liabilities over at the Veterans Center, hosted by the Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council and Gary Cadd. And they're going to be here on the show this morning at 8 o'clock to talk about the seriousness of this facing our city. I mean, it is serious. But there's a lot of other weird things happening. We told you about the woman out at Oak Creek Bottom stealing everything. $6,000 worth of property of campers out there. She may have had an accomplice.
Well, you mean like they probably went out on a boat, left their camping ground?
They weren't there. So they just went through there and just stole everything. I mean, this is just, you know, I'm just going to say this thing and we'll let, you know, Linda, you take over from there. You know, is anybody else tired of this? I mean, even Humboldt County, and they have their, in this park they have there, in their main, one of their, you know, in their main town in Greeley, which is like the epicenter of marijuana, the transients and dirtbags have taken over the park. So you know what they're going to do? they're going to put in an ordinance that shuts the park down.
Put a chain link fence around it.
Can you believe that? Shutting this park down that everybody liked to use, but people couldn't use it because of the transients and the drug dealings going on and all that. Because, oh, they have a right to be there because there's, you know, you can't throw these guys out and not throw these guys out. So here we are in our city during a, you know, you can say what you want, but crime is upticked again. Our city councilors promised to do something about crime and have done nothing. Their lack of leadership at the city council, I find, is remarkable. The only thing they've been able to manage to accomplish is get rid of the DRBA, which did things for downtown, and then spend $4,000 on an audit that found out that $22 was misspent because a $22 mistake was made on one invoice, $22. And they've done away with the money that helps the city parade, the Christmas parade, all these things. Where is the leadership at City Hall? Oh, 2 years. Now we've got a tax initiative. Oh, we need this tax initiative to make it work. Well, without the county building a county courthouse and putting more beds in there, what's that going to do? And what is E? E says, well, the people tell us how to spend the money. Everybody knows. You've already said it. The money's going to go spend the. It's going to go be spent on fire and police and some mental health and all this stuff. And so not only do you have to have an E that tells you how to spend it after you've already said how you're going to spend it, now you're going to also have five people overlooking you, which means, as far as I'm concerned, you don't even think you're trustworthy. So you have to bring in five people to make sure you spend the money right. I mean, this is ridiculous. Just totally ridiculous. And I hear all this stuff. Oh, you know, we want to get business going. We want to do this and this. And then all I hear from businesses around town is they're getting hammered, still getting hammered by the same old permitting process, the same old fees, the same old fines, everything. So I'm going to try and get as many of the city, well, it's all the people running, I'm going to be asking them this, but I also want to, like, get to city council and just say, Francie, what have you accomplished over the last 4 years? Brent, what have you accomplished over the last 4 years? Missy, you're leaving, and I probably know why. This is going to be such a mess. Kristen, you've at least got the homeless thing moving forward, but what has been accomplished out of it? Nothing. And why'd you cut out the DRB? And who else? Gary Cadd. Gary, what have you done? Gary says it takes three votes. Gary, I'm going to ask him today. So what's been accomplished by this city council? It's pathetic. Okay.
Okay. Well, I want to talk a little bit about an event that we're going to be working on this weekend, because a lot of times when Congress and politics and budgets are cut for very important things, we have to come together and create foundations. We have to come together to create fundraisers. And this Saturday night, as you may have heard before with some commercials, but I'm bringing it to light one more time, it's the Shasta Library Foundation Taste of Cuba event. There may be some tickets left. And the reason I'm telling you about this is because the Shasta Library Foundation is an endowment fund where they have special projects in Anderson, Bernie, and Redding. And if you haven't been to the Shasta Library, you know, they've worked on, again, putting the fences in the front so you don't walk in over human feces. You know what I'm talking about. I hate to say that, but you know, they're doing the steps to make it nice. You want a library card. You want to encourage your kids to read. They've got online books. You can go in. It's a beautiful library, beautiful meeting rooms. They've done a fabulous job with the library. I had this conversation the other night going back. So I'm just talking about this event and that this is what we have to do. We have to keep our intentions positive moving forward, that we are not going to let the bums detour us. So when I heard this morning with you, Carl, that they were closing the park,
In Grievers, Greeley, something like that.
In Humboldt there, County.
In Humboldt County. Yeah.
I thought, you know, that's like...
Because they've lost control.
Well, that's like this park down in Reading.
Library
we
Park.
We drive through...
Library
we,
Park.
We live up the road on Placer. Every day we see that. How many people want to walk through the park?
And, you know, then you hear more stories about, you know, 15, 20 people standing there on the corners. You'd have to, you know, work your way through that. And anyway, so, but what's being done?
Something has to be done.
We can't do anything. Well, you know what? Yes, you can. And say, okay, so what can we do? Okay, then you put limited hours in the park. Park's open from 10 to noon, Monday through Friday. It's open from 8 till 2, Saturday and Sunday. And then you take safety patrols, and guess what? It doesn't have to be police. Why don't you just hire North State Security? And I'm not even sure there's a North State Security. And hire them to put a couple guys out there to make sure people aren't out there, you know, smoking, you know, and I'm saying cigarettes or anything else out there. And you close it, and you just push them away. Then you push them out of the next spot. Then you push them out of the next spot. And, oh, those poor homeless people. Well, there are people out there that are homeless that we're working with to get in there, but there are also thugs out there. So why don't you do something like that? Why don't you try it? Why don't you try putting bathrooms, a port ahead some places, city council? They'll just destroy it. Well, fine. At least you tried it. They can go in. They can use it. They are not defecating in the bushes on your front yard or any of these places. I mean, this isn't – I mean, at some point, they came by and crapped in our planter.
What?
They crapped in our planter.
Up front?
Out front. Yeah. Yeah, they did. And, you know, it got cleaned up. And
who,
then
– Who cleaned it up?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure. Probably the guy I hit with the baseball bat made him crawl back and do it. No. That's not what happened. No, it was just there. Oh, and, you know, we reported it to the building owner. Oh, this is terrible. And then they were trying to figure out who was going to clean that mess up. But these are just things that happen. And this is, you know, for us, that's minor. Get down to the carousel. Sam Allen sold it. She battled it for years. And then the next lady that took it over, she was kind of like, you know, really a nice lady.
And yes.
She still is
a nice store.
It's a nice store. But she's out there in constant battle with this. This is, I mean, does the city council even care? Do you even care? Do you ever get together and say, there must be something we can do? What if some other things done? Oh, well, you know, I think these people have rights. What about the rights of your citizens? When did the rights of your citizens go away? Well, I can tell you when. When you went in there and the five of you refused to fight. When you all rolled over and let's just say like a little puppy peed on yourselves. You rolled over and you let them take the town. In county, you're not much better. County supervisors, and I'll tell you why. You had a chance to add on and get more bed spaces, and you whined about the cost of it. Sheriff's saying, I've got money for it. Mr. Modi says, no, you don't. Well, let him build it. If he doesn't have money for it, then take it out of his group's the sheriff's department money. Then he'll find some more. But what plan has the Board of Supervisors come up with to be able to put more people in jail? Because it comes under them. Have you seen one plan from them to house more prisoners? They sit up there and collect their $50,000 a year, $60,000 a year. Do you see one plan coming out of there? Do you see one? Business project, large business project that's made it from start to finish in this county?
Well, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about 9/11, some of the events that are happening this Sunday. And you know what? 15 questions. How American sees terrorism 15 years after the 9/11 attacks. Some of the biggest questions and answers. This portion of the show, though, has been brought to you by
Properties by Merit. And Agent Cody Titus. Cody knows how to sell homes. She knows how to find those that you're looking for. She finds the best deals, best prices, and she can find the right home for you. Cody Titus. You can reach Cody at 209-0721 in Properties by Merit. She always guarantees that you're going to be happy. Also, the 12th annual Reading Dog Pound Poker Run, September the 17th, starts at Wind River Casino. All the money's going to go to Raining Cats and Dogs. Give somebody a call. Oh, give Colleen a call at 949-0680 for more information. I tell you what, it is going to be a great party. We'll be right back. It's 7:30 in the morning right here on the 9th of September.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
It's buzzing with bees in Palo Cedro for the 36th annual Honey Bee Festival this weekend in Palo Cedro at Bishop Quinn Catholic Center. It's a family-friendly event featuring local entertainment, a vintage tractor parade, the American Honey Queen, local beekeepers, the famous live bee beard, a kids' fun center, face painting, pony rides. Pancake breakfast will be held both mornings from 8 to 10:30 a.m. and tons of other family events. Over 90 vendors featuring food, arts, and crafts. Don't miss the Honey Bee Festival this weekend in Palo Cedro at the Bishop Quinn Catholic Center. For more information, go to PaloCedroHoneyBeeFestival.com or call 941-1558 for details. Don't miss the buzz. That's this weekend, September 10th and 11th. The family fun starts at 8 a.m.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant on Friday, September 16th at 7:30 a.m. on Free Fire Radio here on AM 1460 KCNR.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore with the NorCal Sports Hour. Tune in every Tuesday at 6 here on KCNR 1460 for all things Warriors, Kings, A's, Giants, Niners, and Raiders, as well as all your local high school standouts. Get your NorCal Sports Fix every Tuesday at 6 on the NorCal Sports Hour here on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com.
Take the ribbon from your hair. Shake it loose and let it fall.
We're going to see that guy coming to the Cascade Theater.
Laying soft upon my
Chris Christopherson. Skin. I think it's September 29th. You going?
Who's that guy again?
That's right. Was it not too long ago we were in and we were talking about Chris Christopherson. And now you know what we're talking about, right? You see his picture and you see a lot of the so many great hits that he wrote. He truly is a prolific songwriter and poet, an author, movie star, kind of a, you know, just an interesting jack of, not jack of all trades, not even thinking, he's just, you know, spectacular superstar. I heard an interesting story about him, and I have to look it up to see if it was true, that he was going through a period of time when he was maybe going into like a dementia. And they found out that was some kind of thing that was a dietary issue with him, and that he had changed, gone into a different nutritional aspect, and it really helped him a lot. Because I did see him in Nashville at the Ryman, and he was having trouble forgetting the lyrics. Well, hello, I know what it is to forget lyrics in the middle of songs at this stage of my life. And so I used to be such a judgmental person when it came to monitors, people reading monitors. But I get it, because your head gets filled with more information as you get older, and sometimes you're just, I don't know. But anyway, so I'm looking forward to seeing him. We are going to see him at the Cascade on the 28th, and it's the great Chris Christopherson.
Okay.
So meanwhile, on our break, we just have a studio full of beautiful gals.
It's because it's the Psychic Fair.
Oh, that's coming. Why you look familiar.
Hello.
Nice. Howdy. How are you?
Okay.
When is it? We want to know all about it.
It's going to come up on Saturday, September the 17th, so not this Saturday, next Saturday.
Talking to the microphone.
Yeah. Sorry, okie dokie.
That's all right.
Okay, it's going to be from 10 to 4 at Redding Rancheria Convention Center there at Wind River. Mm-hmm. It's in the big convention room.
All right.
Wow.
So there's three of you here. Let's talk about...
Oh, no, there's more. There's more.
Oh, we have...
They are lined up
outside.
Oh,
you're lined up? Okay.
We're going to need the whole time just to be able to talk to see who does what.
All right. That's exciting.
Okay. Now, and your name is?
I'm Helen Clark.
Helen Clark, okay.
Yes, and I'm actually putting on the show. I'm a psychic medium. I'll be doing some readings at the show as well. We've got lots of folks. We actually have, 33 booths this year.
Wow.
And we're going to have probably, I think we have about 10 speakers lined up. And we're going to be talking about everything from compassion to... palm reading to different types of health products that will help you in terms of and also some meditation. So we're going to have a wide variety of folks. They're going to be giving talks about every half hour from 10 till 4.
September 17th, the time, it's at Wind River in the Convention Center.
Yes.
There. We know that that's, you know, a wonderful meeting place. Everybody knows where that is. What time does that start again?
It starts at 10 in the morning.
Okay. So, Helen, you do tarot cards.
Yes, I do tarot cards, and I also do mediums, mm-hmm. readings, which means I connect folks with loved ones who've passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And at the fair, I'm going to be doing the readings with the cards mostly.
Okay. So usually your segment of a period of time when you sit with somebody, is it 20 minutes, 30 minutes?
Good question. It's actually, it's actually 15 minutes going to be at the fair. But most of our readers there will be doing readings probably from 15 to 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. It just depends on the different readers.
And is it donation? Does it cost per reading?
It actually costs $5 to get into the fair. And all the adults will be getting a free casino $5 play ticket,
mm-hmm.
And then each one of the vendors charge independently on what they believe they are charging for it. In general, it probably runs in the neighborhood of probably $15 to $20 most folks charge for a 15 or 20 or 30 minute reading.
And I have had a reading by you before, and I've really enjoyed you.
Oh, well, thank you. I don't remember at all what we talked about. I never do. Actually, when the reading's over, well,
right.
I'm glad.
That's great, because you have to go someplace else, right?
That's right. I'm really, most readers will remember it for maybe, maybe by the end of the day if you're lucky, and mm-hmm. then it's usually gone by then.
Nicole,
okay,
yeah.
Now you brought some other people here.
Yes, I did.
And since you've got the microphone...
All right. Would you introduce yourself?
What's your name?
I'm Kristen Eidema, and I'm an astrologer and numerologist.
Oh!
So I'll be doing that kind of reading there.
All right. See, that must be very interesting. Right now, there's a lot of gobbledygook going on.
Yeah, we just had a solar eclipse, and we're heading for a lunar eclipse. And those are highly charged, activating times.
Now, what would be the difference in the energy of what happens with a solar eclipse? Like, say that would be... this kind of activity, but the lunar eclipse, look for this kind of activity, like in human beings, automobile accidents, world events, earthquakes.
Well, the solar eclipse is a new moon activation. So that's when the sun and the moon are in the same sign and the same degree. So that's like a birth, a new beginning of something. And this one was in the sign of Virgo. And so really collectively... kind of avoiding the craziness out there, just kind of moving into more of the the third dimensional health realm is where I want to go with the Virgo. Health and work and organization, cleaning out your sheds, your homes, organizing, putting everything in its place. Yeah, simplifying.
All about it. Amen.
Yes, and your small intestine. Digestion and assimilation.
Oh, my God. Did you just come in and speak to us? It's so weird. Because those two things, I really believe in all this stuff. I don't, you guys, whatever, you know. I really believe that things, you know, there are no accidents. So we have been talking about cleaning, simplifying, and both of our digestive tracts have been like, what is going on?
Yeah.
It's just because I think we're overwhelmed.
Well, we're overwhelmed, and Virgo rules the details of life, the mundane details of life, and we are overwhelmed with the mundane details of third dimensional reality. So this is the time to kind of smooth all that out, and it's going to help us physiologically if we just take some digestive enzymes and some probiotics during this time to embolden that area and secure it and nourish that and nurture that environment.
And there's a little freakazoid that happens with everybody before the holidays. September is such a transitional time. You go into like fall, but you don't feel ready. And I mean, does it even feel more so than?
Yes, it does feel more so, especially with the eclipses, because they're highly charged and they're kind of rebooting us too. So it's like the best way to relax into it, which is a little challenging because it's not a relaxing energy. Eclipses are like, oh my God, I've got to pay attention. I've got to do this. This is kind of putting me up against the wall. So that's why we want to help ourselves. Celery juice is a really, I mean, if you've got a juicer, we're talking, because it helps the nervous system and it resets also the your gut environment. So if you drink that when you get up in the morning, first thing, that's going to create some softness in the nervous system, and it's going to create more of an environment in the small intestine. Now, think about it. Serotonin is created in the gut, not the brain. So I know we're not talking about astrology, but all of this, you know, it's all interconnected.
It's all connected.
Yeah.
So, you know, a question do you think that we have for somebody else can step in now. And we have this gal. We haven't met her yet. But this is just because there's not radioactive, but there's all this, you know, if you're sensitive to anything that has to do with electronic stuff, this is how you're clearing it out, right? Like, don't touch the waves getting on me. Are you guys getting a lot of, politics that are going on around the world right now? Are you getting, and could you please introduce yourself? This is our third gal that's going to be in the Psychic Fair.
I'm happy to introduce myself. I'm Katie Redman, and I have Redman Hypnotherapy. So I'm a hypnotist, a medical hypnotist. So I'm not the entertainment, go up on stage kind of hypnotist. I'm more, if you want to stop smoking, if maybe you bite your fingernails, have trouble taking tests, are really stressed. Stress is a big one for people, and insomnia. So,
but down
that's
deep,
what I do.
You know that every so often during the city council, you'd like to see one of them get up and do the funky chicken.
Yeah.
And then they sit down and they have no idea they did it.
That would be fun. I think that would hit the newspapers.
You could do that, though, right? I mean, and they would never know about it, and you would deny it.
Well, what's so interesting is people really think we can make somebody do something they don't want to do, but we can't.
So it's kind of a trick to have people do things. Because, I mean, you see these guys out in the fair. I mean, and they're professionals. I mean, they have people doing singing and doing stuff.
Right.
Like, well, how do they get them to do it then? I mean, is it they kind of...
You look for the people that on some level want to participate.
Yeah.
So I see people who want to heal in some way. Mm-hmm. Or they're just, you know, they're tired of not sleeping at night.
Sure.
What's really interesting is people don't realize you're going in and out of a light trance all the time. You just don't realize it. You know, whenever you, let's say, get to your destination driving and you stop and think, how did I get here? I don't remember driving here. Well, you arrived. You just went into a light trance. You went from beta brainwave state down to alpha. So, or maybe when you're really concentrating doing your radio show, you're really focused on your radio show, maybe you two are going into a light trance and not realizing
it. Yeah, that's us. We're in a trance.
Are we putting our audience in a trance?
That sure as hell explains a lot.
What'd you say?
It's not our fault. We're in a trance. You know? Hey, we've got to take a break here. That's, you know, as we do.
All right, I have a question for you when we get back. Thank you.
The last 8 years. I mean.
Yeah, all right.
Unless we're in a trance
right now. It is a quarter till. It is 7:45.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Ted Leidy and Northern Firearms Instruction. He's got an all-ladies class on the 24th and 25th of this month that he and I will be teaching. And this is a great time to get your concealed carry license. And if you don't have a pistol, because you haven't bought one yet or you haven't found the right one that fits you, he will provide a pistol for you. You'll go through the class. You'll be very safe using weapons. You'll be an accomplished shooter that you'll have to take a shooting test at the end, and that everybody passes. Sometimes they take it twice. It's the best place because this is what he does for a living. All of his instructors are NRA instructors, all pistol instructors. Give him a call at 530-999-1822, Ted Leidy, or check out his website at readingccw.com. We'll be right back with Helen Clark and her band for the psychic fair that's going to be coming up here on the
17th
at 10 a.m. Starts at 10 a.m. at Wind River. Okay, we'll be right back with the rest of the group.
There are many stories in the news today about tragedies that occur when children and pets are left in parked vehicles on hot days. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. I thought it would be interesting to test the inside temperature of vehicles of various colors. On the day of the test, it was 100 degrees. A thermometer was placed inside the parked test vehicles. After 3 minutes, a white vehicle reached 125 degrees. A medium gold vehicle, 142 degrees. A black vehicle, 152 degrees. It's reported that temperatures may exceed 110 degrees in coming days. That means some vehicles may exceed 160 degrees inside, the temperature of a cooked hamburger. It's a paradox. The sun is necessary for life, but it can also destroy life. Be careful out there. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with 2 full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Things are about to get wild at Turtle Bay. Stephanie Arney, host of Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom, along with some of her animal friends, will be doing special animal shows at Turtle Bay Exploration Park on Friday, September 16th. Turtle Bay's animal stars will team up with Stephanie's Wild Kingdom for animal experiences you won't want to miss. Shows are at 10:30, noon, and 3:30 on September 16th. Visit turtlebay.org for park hours and more information. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
This Sunday, Lake Redding Park will again be abuzz as those crazy yellow-shirted Asphalt Cowboys fire up the barbecues for the annual Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue Feast. Swing by the park between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. and partake of the finest fire-grilled tri-tip or chicken, salad, cowboy beans, garlic bread, milk, or coffee. Place a bid at the annual live auction between 1 and 3 p.m. Tickets are $7 in advance and can be purchased at Lulu's Restaurant, San Francisco Deli, the Paint Marts in Redding and Anderson, or from any Asphalt Cowboy. $8, Day of the Barbecue.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. It's just a little bit before 8 o'clock, 72 degrees in the downtown studio, 749 actually. This portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive in Redding, California. Great estate pieces and watch repair. Go in for an honest assessment. And you want loose stones or however you want
it. Everything. They've got it all.
Four Winds Jewelry.
2225 Hilltop Drive, open 9:30 to 4, Monday through Friday.
We are here with our gals from the Psychic Fair, and each one of an individual woman that's in the room this morning has got her own individual expertise, if you will. And so we left with Ms. Redman. Is it how do you tell me your full name again?
Katie Redman.
Redman.
Yeah.
Okay, so you are a hypnotist.
I am.
And for, like you would call it, medical. So we've talked, we didn't get into, and I wanted to keep you over from the break to specifically ask you about if somebody wanted to use you for a dietary, for blood pressure, for smoking.
Yes.
That's what we're honing in on.
Yes, absolutely. Stress is a part of any illness, any disease, and we can work with that, or we can work more specifically with symptoms of blood pressure, diabetes. And it's really interesting because even though we age, our subconscious always stays very young and will just take in whatever we feed it. And you go around your conscious mind that might be saying, I can't do this. I don't know. I have to worry about this. But your subconscious, if you're feeding it more peaceful information, healing information, it will take that in and say, okay, that's one reason I suggest to people that they be really kind to themselves and what they say on a daily basis. For example, if every day you look in the mirror and say, I'm fat, eventually your subconscious goes, okay, I'm fat, and change doesn't happen for the better. So you want to feed yourself the positive as much as possible. But going back to hypnosis, absolutely. There's a lot of research about the healing effects of hypnosis when combined with medical. And you're nodding, so it sounds like you know.
Well, no, it's just but people can learn.
That's great.
Yeah, and
thank
people
you.
Can, because we know people have used hypnosis before, but you can learn a lot more if you go to the Psychic Fair
absolutely.
On the 17th at 10 o'clock out at Wind River, and you can talk to Katie. All right,
thanks.
Next lady.
Thank you so
much. I don't
much.
Want to rush anybody, but we just want to try and get everybody in here and
yeah.
their expertise. Now, this is a lady that brought in a calming wand.
A wand, yes.
This wand. Hi, my name is Jeanette, and thank you for having us here. Really appreciate it. Thanks, Helen, for putting on at the annual Psychic Fair again and inviting us.
And what's your specialty?
I douse, and dousing has... dowsing does many things, but generally it's connecting yourself with your higher self, and you're looking for answers and questions, and we use tools in dowsing to search for questions. But what I'm holding here is called a bobber, and we have a club. We're called the Northern California Dowsers, and I'm the president, Jeanette. Barney is our vice president, and he makes these bobbers. And what it is, it's a handle with a long metal rod, and it's got a weight at the end, and it just moves energy. So often we'll use clearing houses. I just got a phone call last night.
Is that sucking the energy out of me right now? Because you're
if there's noxious energy, hopefully it will go away.
Noxious energy.
Oh, and then wow. put good love, healing energy back in.
Well, I might need that too. Yeah.
Often, if there is some
there's
sort of...
There's a lot of estrogen in here tonight.
Yes.
Jared's beard is falling off.
All right, we have a few minutes left here. On, we okay, want to get somebody else in.
Right.
So.
Well, thank you very much. And dowsing, we have monthly clubs, and you can find more about us at the as you come in. Usually we're the greeters for everyone coming into Helen's Fair. And we thank you very much for your time.
Do you go after water?
We look for water. We've had a lot of ghost hunting lately, particularly in Marin County. Someone called me late last night looking for property to purchase. And so is it good for them? Looking for ley lines, curry lines. Is it detrimental or is it ideal for them? So
wow.
We get phone calls all the time and it doesn't stop.
And how do you spell dowsing?
D-O-W-S. E is dows and then take off the E and ing.
Okay. They have so you can look it up and find out, you know, more about it. And know that you're
but they're going to also be at the fair, so you can talk to them more. Mm-hmm. And I can see we're going to probably have bring people back through here again for like a half an hour piece.
It's great.
So, on those kind of things.
So after the Dowsing Club, that's fabulous. That's a whole show in itself.
NorCalDowsers.com.
Okay. Where's our
Let's get our beautiful redhead in the green shirt.
Thank you.
And by the way, all of these ladies just have got incredible energy. You just brought the whole, lifted the roof off. So would you please introduce yourselves?
Howdy, folks. I'm Jessie Woods. I own the Gold Exchange and Angels Among Us, a spiritual boutique down in Red Bluff. And what I bring to the table is I do aura photography.
Okay, so how...
Aura photography?
How is that... How do you do that?
Using a Kirlon camera, what we do is it takes a picture of your energy field and also your seven major chakras, your spiritual batteries. So my main focus is helping people find out what their life purpose is. And we can do that by actually taking a picture of the energy field, see what kind of energy is coming in, what's going out. And then I'm also going to be doing a lecture at Helen's Fair about finding and living in your life purpose.
Well, I bet a lot of people are very interested in...
So the different auras have different colors, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And so there's positive auras and negative auras?
You know, there is never any negative auras, no. Because everything is to our highest and best good. Even if you have a disease in your body right now,
even
you're
learning something from it. Even if you're an evil person? Seriously.
No, ask the question again, please.
If you're an evil person, would you have an evil aura
around
you?
Because there's some evil, you know, people, you know, that hack up people and stuff. That's a little evil. But
well,
you know.
I'm going to be honest with you. I've been doing this for about 8 years, and I have never yet seen a dark aura.
Okay.
Wow.
So you're kind of curious what happens in the sky.
I wonder if you went into the prison.
We're all born beautiful angels.
Wouldn't that be interesting?
You're right. It would be very interesting to just see the difference in the correlation, especially in the seven chakras, the spiritual chakras.
And then if you could adjust the chakras to change their aura.
Yeah, actually you can. When people come in, one of the first things I do is I have them center and ground themselves by taking three nice deep breaths in their nose and out their mouth. And that will ground them and center them so that it gives me a really good picture of where they are right now.
So what's the best color?
You know what? There aren't any best colors. It all depends on where you're going in your life.
Right.
Particularly right now, I've been seeing a lot of turquoise. In the aura.
What's that mean?
Well, turquoise is actually bringing in your life path.
Isn't
your
that
life
like the
mission.
Highest, you know, if you go into the chart?
No, actually white is the highest.
Okay.
I'd probably be blinding in there.
September 17th.
Or it would be so dark she couldn't see me. September 17th.
Could you please move in front of the camera? Oh, you are.
I thought I was here. The only thing is, you have a nice smile. That's all we see.
And I'm not sure what time the lecture is that I'm going to be giving.
The lecture, I don't have it right
talking
in front
to the
of
mics.
Me. I don't have it right here in front of me, but I'm pretty sure it's in the morning. What I'm going to be doing, if anyone's interested, they can also give me a call at 227-6318. And also on my website, which is psychic-medium-reading.com. And I can give you some more information. Also, I'm on Facebook, and you can find some of the information there, including the times of when folks are going to be giving their lectures.
You know what? It's a we enjoy this.
Yeah.
We enjoy y'all coming in. And one group came in with us and was looking at ours right here in the I don't know. Oh.
I wasn't
was,
here.
So my R was pretty good.
I guess.
Of course, she may have just said that, so I'd let her out there.
Yeah.
You know, we have locks on those doors. How's my aura now? Oh, it's really good. Okay, let her out. Okay, that's going to be the 17th. At Wind River, starting at 10 a.m., and it's going to be, you'll meet all of these really, really nice ladies. You can learn a lot about yourself. You know, you can get hypnotized. You can be doused at the same time.
Find out about dousing.
You can find, you can get find out what your aura looks like. You can meet up with great-grandpa Jones.
And have numerology.
And have
your numbers done.
Numbers
That's
and astrology
fascinating.
And all that.
You can also meet, if you're interested, there's also going to be a gentleman there who's going to be doing a palm reading, who happens to be a Silver Star. He's won the Silver Star and the Bronze Star and the Purple Star. So his name
Purple
is
Heart.
Robert Purple Heart, excuse me, and his name is Robert Mercy. And very interesting character.
Great. He'll be there, too.
He'll be there, too.
Super. Okay, ladies, thank you so much for being with us.
And thank you so much.
Leave cards here because
y'all
are worth a half an hour in here.
Okay, great.
Okay. All
very
right.
Good time.
Have a great time. We'll try and get down there. Okay, everybody, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back. I think Gary Kass coming in here with the group that's talking about how much trouble we're in here with unfunded liabilities in the city of Reading.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
Lug in Seoul, South Korea.
North Korea is now confirming what South Korea had already been assessing, which is that it's conducted its fifth nuclear test. North Korea says that their test involved a nuclear warhead. They are boasting about a higher level test this time.
And North Korea says the test will allow it to build stronger, smaller, and lighter nuclear weapons. The eventual goal is to have the capacity to launch a nuclear weapon at the mainland of the United States. The annual Values Voter Summit underway here in Washington. We get more from White House correspondent Greg Clugston, who is there.
Family Research Council President Tony Perkins opened the gathering by telling social and religious conservatives there's a lot at stake in the 2016 election.
We must not allow America's moral and political genetic code to be re-engineered by liberal politicians or unaccountable judges who ignore the Constitution.
Perkins said America's future depends on conservative Christians to keep America one nation under God. Greg Clugston at the Values Voters Summit in Washington.
It may not be November yet, but voting in the 2016 election is already getting underway. Advance voting opens today in North Carolina, the first of 37 states that will allow balloting by mail for any reason or in person before Election Day. U.S. wholesalers had their businesses leaving their inventories unchanged as their sales were down in the month of July.
The Commerce Department says wholesalers left their stockpiles alone in July after increasing them 0.3% in June. Their sales declined by 0.4% in July, reversing a 1.7% increase the month before. It was the biggest sales drop since January. The July numbers indicate stress in the energy industry, which has been pinched by low oil and gas prices.
That's Jeremy House. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
Stay healthy from head to wallet with Wellness Plus with Plenty at Rite Aid. You can earn Plenty points on hundreds of specially marked products each week on your favorite brands. Every 100 Plenty points equals a dollar off your next purchase. Sign up today in store or online at RiteAid.com. And that's just one of the four ways to save. Now through September 24th, spend $50 a week on participating products at Rite Aid and earn 2,000 Plenty points worth $20 in savings. Visit RiteAid.com/RakenPoints for details.
Talk about going where no man has gone before.
10 seconds. 9.
Or no space 7, probe, for 6, that matter. Last night 5, at Cape Canaveral.
4, 3, 2.
Voice of NASA commentator 1. Mike Curry.
And liftoff of OSIRIS-REx. Its 7-year mission to boldly go to the asteroid Bennu and back.
The unexplored asteroid, and there the probe will gather up a few handfuls of gravel from the asteroid's surface for return to Earth. Round trip, the SUV-sized OSIRIS-REx will be traveling more than 4 billion miles. Authorities in Cyprus say a search is on for possible remnants after reports of a meteor streaking across the nighttime sky that may have exploded overhead when a thunderous bang was heard last night. Police say eyewitnesses reported seeing a blue glow emanating from the object that raced over the East Mediterranean islands, Trudos Mountains. Breaking news at townhall.com. Broncos linebacker Brandon Marshall, a college teammate of Colin Kaepernick, took a knee during the playing of the national anthem before Denver's season opener last night against Carolina to make a statement.
I discussed it with my family. You know, my family, they stood behind me. You know, whatever I want to do, they stood behind me, and that's what I did.
Kaepernick refused to stand for the national anthem during San Francisco's preseason games, explaining it was to protest what he sees as racial oppression and police brutality across the country. A big upset in tennis as the 10th-seeded Karolina Pliskova played giant killer at the U.S. Open. The 24-year-old Czech upsetting top-seeded Serena Williams. Williams says she was troubled by a left leg injury.
I wasn't able to move the way I wanted to move, or, you know, when you're injured, you're thinking of other things when you should be just playing and thinking of your shots. And
Williams, who clutched at her left leg between points in the second set, double-faulted to end the match. More on these stories can be found at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bodd. Good morning. It's Friday, the 9th of September. It's 5 minutes after the hour of 8, 530-605-4567 is our phone number. But you all knew that if you listened to the psychics that were just in here with us. And good morning, Linda.
Good morning, everybody. It's currently 73 degrees. It's going to be 102 today. And our lows will be 65. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Where our customers are warm fronts. Excuse me, it's cool to be a Shasta Gas customer, locally owned and operated. We've got a lot of moving parts here today. With us this morning, we have our American honey queen, Kim Kester. Of course, we know we have the Honey Bee Festival happening this weekend. Good morning and welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
What is it? What do you have to do to become the honeybee queen?
So it's a very intensive job interview process, and before you can even apply, you serve at least 1 year as a county and a state honey queen. So then they just evaluate what you know about bees and how good of a spokesperson they think you'll be.
So you are the American
honey queen.
So it's not just Palo Cedro honey queen.
Oh, no.
You are all over the United States, you are of America.
Yes, I travel the entire country. I'm originally from Wisconsin.
Yeah, Nakusa. And Jim and Barbara, your mom.
Correct.
And dad. And you graduated from the University of Wisconsin, where you double majored in dairy science and poultry science.
Hey, you know, we have some chickens.
Wow.
I need to talk to you. They're very happy. If you rub them on the back, they kind of like, you know, lean up against you, and they give great eggs.
I can't say I've ever pet my chickens, I guess.
So poultry science. So tell us a little bit about when you went into these majors.
Probably don't keep them in your bedroom
either,
huh?
I grew up really active in 4-H, so I had all kinds of crazy animals, horses, llamas, poultry, everything. And so that's kind of how I got into honeybees. And I always had these weird species, and I always like to take care of animals, so what else can I get myself into? And that's when I found honeybees. So that's how I got in with them, and they tie into agriculture really well because they pollinate 1/3 of our food supply.
Well, you know what? We're going through a series of bee disasters over the last few years, haven't we?
Bees face a lot of different challenges. Some of that is different chemicals can affect them in a negative manner. Also, pests and diseases, especially the varroa mites, can take a huge toll on hives and make them more susceptible to other viruses. So there's a lot that beekeepers and other people in agriculture and even the typical consumer needs to look out for as far as chemical use or having bees and managing their diseases as well.
Will you learn that this weekend and some of the information that will be at the bee festival?
Yes, we have all kinds of great information available at the Palo Cedro Honey Bee Festival. You can come learn more about the bees, what you can do as a consumer, see live bees, and there's also a great pancake breakfast, live music, pony rides, so it's whole fun for the family.
Well, arts, crafts, a bee beard.
Yes, yeah. There'll be a bee beard demonstration.
Is Matt Bogdanovich going to do that? You going to put the bee beard on
him? I don't think he's volunteered for that event, but it just shows how gentle honeybees can be.
Well, so shot of tequila. Let's get out there.
Right. Palo Cedro this weekend, again, how wonderful. Kim Kester, is it Kester?
Kester, yes.
So let's talk a little bit more about the fact that you are a beekeeper. Tell us where you keep your bees, when you're, are you in, you're going to Iowa State?
Yes, it's all online though, so I still live in Wisconsin.
Okay.
So I keep my bees on a couple different farms. I keep some on a bee farm that rotationally grazes. So when they have pastures that aren't actively being grazed, there's a lot of wildflower species, clover, that the bees can access. I have bees on another dairy farm where they have pumpkins and apple trees within reach as well.
I understand because of the Zika, you know, threat that they're bombing a lot of areas and it's killing a lot of bees.
Yes, they have seen some issues with spraying for the Zika because they're spraying in the daytime when the bees are out flying rather than more towards evening when the bees would come back to the hive.
And so if they sprayed in the evening, it would be a lot better.
It would be better, yes.
Well, that's interesting but they probably either don't know or they don't care, I guess.
Probably a little bit of both.
Okay.
Tell us what happens in your reign as the, you know, the full queen. You're wearing a beautiful tiara. Did you have to go through a series of different pageants to get to where you are now?
So they're not typically referred to as pageants. It's more of a professional educational position. So I was a county honey queen for 1 year and a state honey queen for 1 year. And then to apply for nationals, you write an essay where they're judging your writing skills. You give a marketing presentation at the national convention where they're seeing what you can do as a spokesperson. And then there's three judges that are evaluating how you interact with people. And then they set you down at the end of that week to see what you actually know about bees in the industry. So you really have to know a little bit about what you're talking about, so you can go out on the road for a whole year and teach the public about these awesome pollinators.
We have friends that raise bees, and he's been raising bees a long time. I mean, it's a hobby. Devastated. Yeah. He had two hives. They just, I think one of them disappeared, didn't they?
One took off, and another one died.
One died, and the other one just took off. Why would they just take off?
Sometimes they do abscond. I've heard of that happening in late fall. They have a really heavy varroa mite load. So that's one thing that does need to be addressed as a beekeeper is appropriate treatment for that. It's just like any other livestock species. You need to make sure that your animals are healthy and you care for them. Just like if we were sick, we would go to the doctor.
So could you please explain, can you spell the word before mite?
Varroa. It's the genus of the species. Or sorry, the genus of the actual mite. So V-A-R-R-O-A.
And then so this will infect the bees, and then they will leave to try and get
or
to a
die.
Different area or die.
Sometimes. It can take a really heavy toll on the bees. They basically ride along in their bodies and suck on their hemolymph or their internal fluids. And so that does open them up to other viruses, which can then weaken the hive even further.
And how do you prevent the mite?
There's different treatments for them. So once you establish that you have a mite issue, you determine what your threshold is and that you need to treat. There is a lot of different methods. There are some strips you can put in the boxes that can help. There's different gels that will vaporize within the hive. There's also some newer treatments where you just vaporize.
Did you realize that right here in little Palo Cedro in this area that we had one of the largest queen bee businesses in the world?
Yes, there's some really big names in this area that do some great queen breeding.
Yep.
Breeding. I think that's you.
Yes, so I actually
you
am
know why? Because
staying with the Wootons.
The Wootons. Okay, I'll tell you why, because we were both up to do jury duty one day, and I'll never forget this lady standing up and saying, I've got to take care of my queens. We got it. And so you were let go from jury duty, and I had other reasons. But anyway, so we were on that list, I don't know, a couple years ago. And I thought that was fascinating because I think that, if I'm not mistaken, the judge even asked you, could you please explain that? It was the season where if you didn't have this window of time, right?
Well, let's ask Ms. Wooten a question then. Okay, just for a second, hop in there. Hello.
Good morning.
And I've heard about you all.
Oh, and tell us your name again.
My name is Glenda Wooten. I'm from Palo Cedro, and I'm a daughter of the pioneer beekeepers that started the Palo Cedro business in 1940, Homer and Lois Park. And since then, they've got many, many people into the business, their son, both daughters, and a couple uncles and cousins. So we all are very industrial, and we have commercial bees in Palo Cedro, and we are famous for our Park Italian queens that we ship all through the United States and Canada. For other beekeepers, because they don't raise their own queens, it's better to get a commercially bred one from a known breeder, especially from Northern California. We've got great weather for that.
Okay.
How many do you ship a year, would you say?
We can ship out between all of the families. It's about 200,000 queens.
200,000 queens.
My God, right here in Reading. We love that. We love the little,
And you send them in a little...
Park Italian. How did that happen?
Oh, that's my maiden name.
Okay.
Oh, so these ones you bred and just...
And named them.
My dad kind of started raising the queens and making them gentle and making the bees really raise a lot of honey because at that time it was shipping queens to Canada or packaged bees and queens to Canada, and they would produce 500 pounds of honey a season. So you had to be a bee that really wanted to work night and day.
So what you've done is with that. So what that queen will do then is pass that on to her progeny, that they will be gentle and hard workers.
Yep. Yep, that's what we want.
You know what? I need to talk to you after this to see what you could do with the United States.
Yeah.
You know, gentle and hardworking. Perhaps how we could breed. Breed that into people. I mean, maybe you could provide the, I'm not sure, but, you know, maybe just you eat a certain amount of honey when you're a baby, and you'll come out gentle and hardworking.
There you go.
So, Kim,
let's go back to our queen here.
Thank you so much, Mrs. Wooten.
We're going to have you back on again.
Yeah,
Mrs.
so, Kim, when you found out, we're going to have to take a break here in a second, but when you found out that you were staying with the Wootens, have you been to Palo Cedro? You probably knew all of the famous part of the queen bees, but were you like, I get to stay with the Wootens?
I had never been to Palo Cedro before, so I'd never actually seen the operations, but you definitely hear their names in the industry, and then when you roll up into the driveway, it says, Wooten's Golden Queens, you're like, wow, I'm really here.
Wow.
This is the real deal.
Is this something you've always heard of?
Yes.
Yeah, that's great. Well, you know, thank you so much for coming by. It's going to be this Saturday and Sunday at Bishop Quinn, right there in Palo Cedro. You get to meet the American American Honey Queen. I might have some of this honey, and that'll
there
solve
you go.
That.
Yeah. Help.
Kim Kester.
Kester.
And she's from, let me find it here. You're from Wisconsin, and a graduate from University of Wisconsin, and you have, I mean, you're not just a local queen or a county queen.
Not
or
you,
a
not
state
that you're
queen.
Just, because it's all she, good.
No, I'm not just, but you are the queen.
Yes, there's a queen and a princess that travel nationally.
Well, I tell you what a great representative for the bee association
right.
that you are.
We've learned a lot this morning just in this 15 minutes of just, wow, the virus, the mites, this is fascinating.
I have one question. Could I raise bees in my backyard? I live downtown.
It depends on your municipality. I'm not sure what the specific laws are in Reading, if that's where you're located, but that would definitely be something that you can take on with your county board to see if that can be approved.
Are there bee laws?
It depends on the township.
Well, you know, I could see is that, you know, some people may think that they're going to get stung, but mostly if you have gentle bees, they're just out pollinating everything and bringing
everything
it
back. Beautiful.
Right. They want to go gather nectar and pollen to bring back to their hive.
Right.
They're not out to get you, so they're actually very gentle.
They are. Okay. Obviously, if you can wear a beard, and we're going to see Matt. Matt says he'll get a pretty beard. Thank you so much
Thank
for joining
so
us.
Much.
Thank you for having me.
Congratulations.
Remember,
on all
this
your
is
success.
September 10th and 11th, Bishop Quinn. Saturday at 8:30 a.m. it starts with a pancake breakfast. And Sunday, I'm sure it's the same thing both days. And it goes from 8 to 10:30. You're just going to have a great time there. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back after these messages.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
Is there anything more relaxing on a warm summer day than your patio?
Budget Blinds is locally owned and operated and knows how to make your outdoor space in our area as comfortable as possible. Jerry and the whole Budget Blinds staff offers proper installation of patio shades and exterior window coverings, including solar shades, which can help you save on costly energy bills. Budget Blinds Redding Red Bluff also offers a variety of breathable fabrics and exterior window coverings, including window screens. Don't wait any longer. Give your patio or porch an upgrade with stylish, sturdy patio window coverings. Enjoy shades that gently filter passing breezes while perfectly complementing your outdoor theme. You'll relax on your patio or porch knowing you've got the perfect fit and highest quality service.
My goal for our customer here at Budget Blinds is when we walk out of the house, it's nicer than it was when we walked in. The customer got exactly what they wanted. If you're in need of custom window covering, give Budget Blinds a call today, 226-9027, or visit us on the web, budgetblinds.com.
This Sunday, Lake Redding Park will again be abuzz as those crazy yellow-shirted Asphalt Cowboys fire up the barbecues for the annual Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue Feast. Swing by the park between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. and partake of the finest fire-grilled tri-tip or chicken, salad, cowboy beans, garlic bread, milk, or coffee. Place a bid at the annual live auction between 1 and 3 p.m. Tickets are $7 in advance and can be purchased at Lulu's Restaurant, San Francisco Deli, the Paint Marts in Redding and Anderson, or from any Asphalt Cowboy, $8 day of the barbecue.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. I'll tell you what, whirlwind today on Friday. Hey, by the way, before we go into our next segment, I want to let you know that I've got tickets to give away for September 14th. That's Wednesday, September 14th. Boy, that's just right around the corner. That's where are we?
We're the 9th.
We're on the 9th. So that's next Wednesday, folks. In the heat of the night, Riverfront Playhouse. Call if you'd like to go. Wednesday, you get at 7:30. You know, that's a great show. In the heat of the night, call us 605-4567 now. We've got tickets to give to you for this performance.
All right. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. That's right. Crackmaster Windshield Repair, a veteran-owned business, whether it's a small chip or a crack over 24 inches in length, Jeff Wurst is the man to go to. He fixed a 12-inch crack in my windshield 8 years ago. You can't see it. Does that give you any idea? The guy is driven to make sure that your windshield is great. Give him a call, 241-8373, or just stop by 3208 South Marketplace. Get an appointment, and he will take care of you.
I have a couple things, Carl.
Yep.
Let's discuss quickly about some events that are happening this weekend. Of course, we know tomorrow night is Taste of Cuba, which is the Library Foundation's fabulous fundraising event for their endowment fund. And then on Sunday, September 11th, we want to talk about some things on September 11th, but you are going to be speaking at the flag ceremony. What time does that start?
Flag ceremony starts at 7 o'clock down at, of course, the giant flag on Bocelli. It'll be they're going to have Enterprise High School is going to be there with a band. Mm. I've been honored to be able to they've asked me to give a short speech, which it will be short, and talking about 9/11. And it's not the political side of it, even though this is a political side of the world. But to talk about 9/11, talk about maybe people in it, where our country is and where our country maybe should be. We'll be there. Then, after that, for everybody, you know, and when that's over, it'll be over no later than 8 o'clock. And then Linda's going to be heading over to The View, and she's going to be singing from 11 to 1.
I think I'm going to pull out some patriotic songs.
Yeah.
11 to 2.
Singing there at The View for brunch. And then, at the same time, you know, you can do all of this. Is the Asphalt Cowboys Barbecue on Sunday, September 11th. And that goes all day long.
From 11 to 6.
That's right. And guess what? We have two tickets for the Asphalt County Cowboys Community Barbecue.
These are $7 tickets or maybe even $8 tickets. $7 pre-sale or $8. Anyway, you get them. You get them free by just calling us at 605-4567.
Come by and get them this morning.
That's right.
You've got two tickets for a fantastic barbecue. They do tri-tip, chicken salad, cowboy beans, garlic bread and coffee, or you can drive through or eat in the park. That's great. Now, many of you are wondering, before we take our call today, because we promised you we were going to talk about this quickly, what happened on September 11th? And we're going to be talking about that, but I think we're going to switch some things around. We want to pay homage and give you some statistics about that day. But first, let's go to our phones and talk with Gary Cadd. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Fine, Gary. Hey, Gary, I know you only got you for a couple minutes here. We're going to schedule a bigger time or a longer time for the guys that were here yesterday. But can you give a quick synopsis of what happened yesterday with the unfunded liabilities and who these gents are?
Well, sure. The Reason Foundation was Pete Constant and Lynn and Trong came up, and they put on a presentation for probably about 50 people that were there yesterday. And then we also streamed it, and it looked like there was about 800 people were streaming it, is what I was told. Now, I'm not sure that that was exactly right, but quite a number were watching it. And the presentation is folks got up to leave. They were worried of Reading is really having a problem with the unfunded pensions, and the amount that it's going to be is just astronomical. And I think that everybody, it's going to be online. I think there's a website called townhall.com where the link should be on townhall.com sometime this morning. To where you can go and watch it. Now, I have to admit, it's about 2 hours long with the questions and the answers that were involved in it.
Well, let me get cut right through this. These guys are doing a study on 1%, so we're one of the ones. Reading is one of the 15 places chosen. And did they come out and say that Reading in our unfunded liabilities through CalPERS and all these, are we in trouble here?
Well, they didn't come out making assumptions as to why we got there, where we're at. All they did was come out and they give us all the figures. But if you look at the figures that they gave, yes, we're in trouble. We have a real pension problem because we have a problem now with the city paying unfunded pensions. With some of their budgets, departmental budgets. So they're paying unfunded pensions now, and this is going to increase. And it's going to go up probably another $5-6 million a year between now and 2020. And that's going to continue, as I've been saying for a long time, for 20 years out into the future. Now, they didn't use the 20-year figure, but they used the dollar figure that it's going to cost. And it's going to be expensive. So we do have real problems. I know. I wish I could. Pete's in the car. The two guys had to be back to L.A.
Yeah,
early.
Well, that's okay because we're going to arrange sometime next week to have them on and talk about this whole thing. I just wanted to get a wave top of it. Gary, thanks. Well, I know you've got a million things you're trying to do, and I appreciate you taking this time.
Okay. Well, thank you much.
You bet. Thanks, Gary.
Bye-bye.
All right. I'm not going to really get into that one, even though that we've got a pretty good idea of where we are with unfunded liabilities. And, you know, the question is, what are you going to do and all that? But we'll wait till we get the experts back on. Let's take a quick break and come back to 9/11.
We'll take an early break here.
Right.
Hey, KCNR 1460.
This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Alliance Heating and Air. You know what? Over 20 years, been in the business, best in the North State, voted best in the North State. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day emergencies. They took care of ours.
Totally saved us. At 110 when it was 110 out.
And the only thing you can say is, thanks, Martin, and your people, a better-known business. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, I'm John Scape, owner of Properties by Merit. We specialize both in residential and commercial real estate. Whether you're looking to buy or sell, call us today at 338-2112. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become reality. Visit our website at pbmerit.com or call today, 338-2112.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 019-45816.
Remember your past by celebrating it today. The Redding Rancheria Stillwater Powwow 2016, September 30th through October 2nd at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Celebrate with beautiful dancers, powerful drummers, and the history of our people and land. Proudly sponsored by Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino. The Redding Rancheria Stillwater Powwow 2016, September 30th through October 2nd at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Brought to you by this station and other great sponsors. For information, call 225-8979 extension 1111 or visit stillwaterpowwow.com.
Tri-Counties Bank presents Worthy Cause. Bob Irvine, executive director of a nonprofit dedicated to providing job and housing support to adults with disabilities, attended a Tri-Counties Bank seminar looking for ways to run his organization more efficiently. Inspired by the nonprofit's worthy mission, Tri-Counties Bank branch manager Travis Barker and his business banking team put their hearts into finding a solution. The dedicated experts on the Tri-Counties Bank team identified missed financial opportunities and presented Bob with a financing restructuring deal that helped the nonprofit save thousands of dollars a month. Now that's service with heart. Business lending, cash management, heartfelt solutions. For personalized problem solving, switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank, service with solutions. Member FDIC.
Where were you when the world stopped turning on that September day? Were you in the yard with your wife and children or working on some stage in L.A.? Did you stand there in shock at the sight of that black smoke rising against that blue sky? Did you shout out in anger and fear for your neighbor? Or did you just sit down and cry? Did you weep for the children who lost their dear loved ones? Pray for the ones who don't know. Did you rejoice for the people who walked from the rubble and sob for the ones left below? Did you burst out with pride for the red, white, and blue? And the heroes who died just doing what they do? Did you look up to heaven for some kind of answer and look at yourself and what really matters? I'm just a singer of simple songs. I'm not a real political man. I watch CNN, but I'm not sure I can tell you the difference in Iraq and Iran. But I know Jesus and I talk to God, and I remember this from when I was young. Faith, hope, and love are some good things He gave us, and the greatest is love. Where were you when the world stopped turning on that September day?
Well, we hope to see you at the flag on Sunday, September 11th, at a ceremony beginning at
7 o'clock. Be there a little bit early.
7 a.m. in the morning. Well, many people...
We'll start with the, you know, with the sound of, with the flag being raised and sound of taps. We have the Enterprise Band there, so I'll be speaking soon after that for a short period of time, and then a number of other things happening. But it's going to be just a superb occasion.
Okay, some people are okay. What happened on September 11th? Well, 19 men. We forget about it. There were 19 men that hijacked 4 fuel-laden U.S. commercial airplanes and crashed them into each tower of New York City's World Trade Center and the Pentagon building in Washington and a field in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. Well, the field...
Because they fought them.
Because we fought them. Because the people on board decided, I'm going down, but...
I'm going down fighting.
I'm going down.
I'm not going to let them take my and crash this into what? Who knows? The Senate, the White House. We are going to fight. And the last words coming out of there: let's roll.
How many people died and were injured? The attacks caused a total of 2,996 deaths, making it the deadliest foreign attack ever on U.S. soil. It surpassed the 1941 attack on Pearl Harbor, which claimed 2,403 American lives. More than 6,000 others were injured. 6,000 others were injured in the 9/11 attacks. Now, you remember then, if you can recall that feeling of overwhelmed images of people posting pictures because all of a sudden New York was ash. The New York downtown Manhattan skyline area were filled with ash. And we were all shaken, just like, you know, it's one of those things where you couldn't take your face off the TV. I know for myself, I was in Sacramento, but then I had to go down to L.A. for something. And I just remember driving around in the valley. And people had, remember those flags? Like Frank Rose has these flags. So when people know Frank Rose, he's got these flags that come out of his, that fly in his car of all the, you know, the POW and different
branches
of the military. But at that
everybody had flags
everybody
on their cars.
Everybody was flying a flag because it was like you felt people were helping each other, people were kind to each other. And I remember feeling that I would just start crying in the grocery store for no reason. There was this sadness on my heart of our world as we knew it changed that day. That's what it felt like for me. It's like, I guess it's like if a parent died. I haven't experienced that. Or a loved one died just a sudden death. And I remember, I think I was in Sacramento at 6 o'clock, and I never want to forget that feeling. I never want to forget that feeling. And so I'm just curious, like, Carl, do you remember what you, I think you said you were in Palm Springs or something.
I was. It was a conference that was going on, and there was Marines there. I wasn't part of the conference. I was just there. I'd been invited by one of the participants. And that morning, I turned on the TV, and I'm looking at the Twin Towers, but you know how you wake up in the morning, and it's kind of like,
yeah.
And you're not, you know, because you just kind of see something, and then I change the channel, and then it kind of dawns on me. And then it goes to the Pentagon, and the Pentagon had been hit. And it was like, wow. So I went back to the Twin Towers and saw the first one drop,
mm-hmm.
and then the second one drop. Meanwhile, all the Marines that were there in Palm Springs were all trying to get back because it was a public affairs conference where, you know, all the public affairs officers were there, plus guest speakers, were all trying to get back to their home areas throughout, you know, the United States. Well, a lot of them had flown in. Well, if you remember, there were no flights.
Yeah.
All flights had been canceled. So they were renting cars, literally renting cars and driving for the East Coast. You know, four of them hop into a car and four get in another car and four get in another car and they'd all take off for the West Coast or for the East Coast or for the West Coast. They most of them had driven in. So, but everybody was heading back to those areas. And I flew into, back into the East Coast about 3 days later, and it was me, maybe two more people, and all the attendants were on the plane. I was in New York shortly after that, and the amount of devastation was remarkable. It was, you know, I've been in a lot of places that were been devastated, but in this one area, this target, this ground zero, not only were they completely, you know, crumbled and crashed there, and ash was still there, and you know you'd see the fire station with all the pictures of their guys that had been all been killed. Mm. You'd see things, other things like the sides of buildings, where the two buildings joined on that, you know, on the edge of that building, the edge of the building was gone, wiped off. Metal signs had melted from the heat of the explosions, and when it came down. And all the heat that it was generating, it melted metal signs, you know, so it almost looked like it was like one of the, one of those surrealistic paintings.
Mm-hmm.
People walking around with the mask on everywhere, what I did notice, those people were walking, people were still working, people were, you know, they were not going to die. They were not going to give up over this, even though this has been a horrible tragedy.
Just think about it. You know, you're in shock. Well, one of the questions on this particular article, what was the World Trade Center? What was it used for before 9/11? Well, the World Trade Center, and I know in the 80s I was on top of the World Trade Center, and it literally moved in the wind. You moved in the wind. 1,300 feet.
I think it has to do that, though.
Well, I mean, I'd never experienced anything like that. You get on top of the World Trade Center, and you're like, ooh, it's just, you know, you think of a building being, you know, concrete and solid. But anyway, so at the time of completion in the 70s, the Twin Towers, standing above about 1,300 feet, were the tallest buildings in the world. Okay, so here's an interesting part that there were several incidents leading up to the, you know, what was the intelligence? Did they know what was coming? Okay, so there were several incidents leading up to the 9/11 attacks that hinted at a larger attack coming, including the 1993 World Trade Center bombing, which is, of course, a truck bombing underneath, went 1,000 feet up and killed people. The 1998 bombings of U.S. embassies in Kenya and Tanzania, and the 2000 attack on the USS Cole, Way Harbor in Yemen. And CIA had even tracked some of the 9/11 hijackers into the United States as potential threats. But authorities never acted on that information.
Well, they found
Do you
it.
Think that would happen today?
Yeah.
Because let's know, let's well, look at some of the people
in
San Diego
or in
Florida.
Let me tell you why it would happen. Is that what happens is they silo or they, you know, you have the FBI has their intelligence and CIA has theirs, NSA has theirs. They were supposed to merge their intelligence. I imagine they haven't quite merged it all yet. And it wasn't only
that they knew
that they were in the United States. They had reports from FBI officers that they were taking pilot training. And that right there, hey, we're thinking these guys are terrorists, or, you know, links to terrorists, and they're taking pilot training here in the United States. And they were learning things like how to take planes off, but they weren't really concentrating too much on how to land them. So the whole thing. And there was an FBI report that went in and was just somehow lost. So the fact was, you know, but again, figure out where we were in. You know, you can go back and try and blame Bush, but if you want to, you can go back and blame Clinton. He passed up three times on taking Bin Laden out. You can talk about a lot of things. The point is, though, is it did happen. And the most important point is what you had, hon. Our country pulled together after that horrendous attack. We pulled together as a nation. And people, you know what, and you may not have liked the fact, hey, we're going in Afghanistan because guess what, they're from there, and then you're finding out they're from Saudi Arabia, many of the bombers are, and they're looking at, you know, at the world situation at that point was different. Hillary Clinton voted to go into Iraq. Now, I mean, it's the, you know, now she says, oh, it's the biggest mistake I ever made, blah, 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 blah. But the point is back then, that was the threat. Now, here we are, fast forward 15 years. We're still fighting. We still got troops there. People don't even know about it. People don't even like thinking about it. And our country's terribly divided. Terribly divided. I hope it doesn't take another huge incident like this to kind of pull us together again. At what point are we going to be able to reach out to each other and say, hey, you know what? It's time. It's been 15 years. You know, forget the kneeling during the national anthem. Forget the, oh, I protest this. Oh my gosh. Black Lives Matter, White Lives Matter. How about we talk about America? And how do we get America back online, working together, giving everybody a chance, and moving from there? So, got to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, a veteran-owned business. Man's last stronghold, best place in the world to get a haircut. Right on Cypress Square, right off Athens Avenue, across from the subway, right there. We'll be right back after these messages. It's 15 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. It's 81 degrees, going up to 102 today. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
It's buzzing with bees in Palo Cedro for the 36th annual Honey Bee Festival this weekend in Palo Cedro at Bishop Quinn Catholic Center. It's a family-friendly event featuring local entertainment, a vintage tractor parade, the American Honey Queen, local beekeepers, the famous live bee beard, a kids' fun center, face painting, pony rides, pancake breakfast will be held both mornings from 8 to 10:30 a.m., and tons of other family events. Over 90 vendors featuring food, arts, and crafts. Don't miss the Honey Bee Festival this weekend in Palo Cedro at the Bishop Quinn Catholic Center. For more information, go to PaloCedroHoneyBeeFestival.com or call 941-1558 for details. Don't miss the buzz. That's this weekend, September 10th and 11th. The family fun starts at 8 a.m.
This is Pastor Jerry Oxley of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Everyone who pays close attention to what's happening around the world can see how the world is in a very volatile condition. Things could explode at any time. We wonder what's next. Will there ever be peace? I have good news. The Bible teaches us what to look for and what to expect as the end times begin to unfold. Starting Sunday, September 11th, I will begin a series on the end times. Throughout the series, we will examine the rapture, the tribulation, and what's happening now around the world. We will also examine how Islam and the Muslim influence will affect the final days prophesied in the Bible. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m., and we are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit us at our website at TrueLifeReading.com. We hope to see you soon. Remember, it's worth the ride.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Redding Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
This Sunday, Lake Redding Park will again be abuzz as those crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys fire up the barbecues for the annual Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue Feast. Swing by the park between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. and partake of the finest fire-grilled tri-tip or chicken, salad, cowboy beans, garlic bread, milk, or coffee. Place a bid at the annual live auction between 1 and 3 p.m. Tickets are $7 in advance and can be purchased at Lulu's Restaurant, San Francisco Deli, the Paint Marts in Redding and Anderson, or from any Asphalt Cowboy. $8, Day of the Barbecue.
Just a small town girl,
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Linda Bott. It's Friday, the 9th of September. It's 81 degrees out there, going up to 102 today. So if you're keeping anything in your car that's carbon-based, you might want to make sure that they're okay. Don't leave kitty cats, dogs, kids, grandparents, your drunk friend. Don't leave anybody in the car today because it's going to get hot inside that car. 12 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock, this portion show brought to you by Mighty Fine Foods, locally owned and operated by father and son, Ed and Kyle DeFore. Of course, Kyle is the man that does our football, which is going to be tonight. And it's going to be, which the team, which the game's tonight now?
It is Foothill at Red Bluff, I believe.
Foothill and Ed Red Bluff starts at 7 o'clock. And
we do it live here, folks.
And we do it live. You're going to do it live here. Plus, we stream the show, too. And he'll be out there for that game. It's a great game. We really push our local sports. We do. We're the only station in town that does all of the different teams here. You can't get better coverage of high school football than right here, KCNR 1460. But Mighty Fine Foods, over 1,000 drinks, including almost 300 different kinds of beer. That's right, 300 different kinds of beer. Barbecue for the lake. They are the one-stop shop on the way to the lake. They have everything you possibly imagine. You can get breakfast, lunch, dinner there. You can. It has a butcher shop that will meet or beat any prices in town for beef. All of this at Mighty Fine Foods in the corner of 299 and Deschutes.
Well, Wells Fargo will pay $190 million to settle customer fraud case. $185 million in penalties and $5 million to customers that regulators say were pushed into fee-generating accounts that they never requested.
Isn't that nice? So, you know, that was strictly so when they did that, they got paid money for it. So there was no oversight on it. Now, Mercy CEO Mark Korth is moving, taking a new position in San Francisco.
We don't know who's replacing him yet, right?
That's right. Antlers Bridge, the Antlers Bridge, which has been, you know, the one down there at, that's been under construction for 7 years, is now open. It is now open. So I think I'm just going to drive there, go down to the Bass Hole, and have a hamburger just so I can say I was on it. And then the Guardian Angels. This is for everybody. Guardian Angels are in town. And I don't, you know, here we're hearing, you know, methadone clinics. Now here come the Guardian Angels. They're having a Reading Town Hall this Saturday at the Veterans Hall on Yuba Street from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. to find out, you know, what they're going to be doing. You know, they're going to take in volunteers. So we've come to the point in Reading where methadone clinics seems like a good idea. And the Guardian Angels are needed to protect our people because our leadership cannot make it happen.
Let's go to the phones. Terry, what's on your mind this morning? You're
live. Hey, Linda, how are you, darling?
Good, good.
Boy, did I leave you an opening on that one there,
yeah,
buddy.
Yeah, what's on your mind, buddy?
Hey, I just got to tell you that, you know, that first segment with those ladies from the psychic fair.
I know, I love it.
I had an epiphany through the telephone. And what happened is that when the gal was talking about what your life purpose is, something happened to me. And then the next lady talked about the calming wand. I know what I'm supposed to be, Linda. I'm a human calming wand. That's what I'm supposed to be.
Are you vibrating like the calming wand?
I think so.
There was a little ball on the end of that wand, by the way.
So. Yes, and I think that the comment about city council, like little puppies are peeing on themselves, was pretty accurate. But one last thing I want to say, and that's on behalf of Gary Cad.
What?
You know, Gary Cad comes on your program a lot, and you talk to him, and here this guy is fighting. And, yeah, he is just one, and, yeah, he's fighting like crazy.
He is.
This event last night was very good. But the one thing I want to know is, why isn't Brent Weaver ever on your program? You know, these people that you keep calling out, Francie, and rightly so, Francie and Brent and all these folks, you call them out. Well, why don't you get them on your program and, you know, like Channel 7R says, ask them the tough questions, like boxers or briefs or something. I don't know, but, you know.
Well, you know what? Here in this, and for the month of September, we're going to be getting the new people running, but I think it's time to get the other people in here, too, to say, okay, this is what the what have we accomplished in the last 4 years? That's what I want to know. What have we accomplished in the last 4 years, in the last 2 years? And I'm sure there are things that I just don't think about, like, oh, well, we signed these different bills and, yeah, we're fixing these streets. I mean, those are things, but when it comes down to fighting crime or more stuff being built, I mean, you have people still complaining about the permitting process, about the fees and all this, and then you see some people up there that go, well, what have you done? Francie, what have you done over the last 4 years? You know, I mean, did you start something? At least Kristen Schrader did.
Yeah, you're right.
She did two things.
It was pretty interesting last night. These guys were not doing any assumptions. It was all fact. It was quite good. But the one thing they did do was projections. And the projection for the city of Reading and unfunded liability, and I know you're both sitting down, is $500 million.
Wow.
$500 million. Right now, the unfunded liabilities that they're saying is $218 million, but that doesn't add in the 12% over the last 2 years, because that's a 2014 statistic, which brings us up over $312 million as you and I sit here today.
That's a lot of money.
Well, the whole thing is that, you know, the accountability of these guys aren't being called into question. They've got this little meeting they're going to have at Library Park today at 12 noon. And I guess Blankenship's going to be there, and, you know, they're going to talk about why we need more money, and, you know, it all is a matter of trust. But here's one thing. I wonder if the police will be there to make sure that Library Park is safe today with all those folks. They weren't around last night. When you look at all
that,
this,
how was that last night at the, was there a lot of, was there any problems?
There wasn't problems. There probably was outside. Who knows what goes on outside? I mean, you know, the thing is that there was enough people that had bulges underneath their shirts that I think these guys are smart enough to know when you walk in and you tap your cell phone that there might be a problem.
Yep.
But, you know, the whole point is that, you know, really and truly, we have to start, asking the questions to the people. I mean, Gary will come on and we can, here we can say whatever we want to Gary and kind of go after him, but it's kind of like, okay, well, you're going after the guy who's helping you. I mean, what about Weaver and Francie? I mean, seriously?
No, these are people. No, they're all. You're right. We need to get them on. And like I'm trying to do, I'm trying to get mainly my focus is on people that are running that can actually make some changes on the council. So, but the other council, I think, needs to come on. At least tell us because they're going to be on for at least another 2 years. What are they planning on doing?
Well, Adam McElvain told me yesterday morning. Oh.
We have got a problem here, obviously, in crime and criminals, and Francie's taking over places and all this. I mean, even Gerverville, Greevy, whatever that place is called, the center of marijuana in Humboldt County, is closing their city park. That's what they're thinking. They're really thinking about just closing the city park because the transients have taken it over.
Garberville.
But
yeah, Adam McElvain called yesterday morning, and we had a good chat for about 40 minutes. He kind of gets this, but he also backed up what you told me the other day, saying that the two sources he looked up said that the Reading Police Department was the fifth highest paid in the United States, as you told me. He backed that up with that, and they also mentioned that last night privately when I talked to those guys. So, I mean, really and truly, well, where do you go? Well, maybe sometimes you just really have to cut and rehire. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I don't know where you go. I just know that there's a very good possibility. And I'll say this. I believe that by August 2017, we're going to start feeling a pinch that's so hard that we'll be heading toward bankruptcy. Because I don't know any other way around it.
No, we'll see. Hey, we got to run because we got to plug some things here before the weekend.
Okay, have fun.
Thank you. Have
thanks,
a great weekend.
Thanks. And yeah, go out and douse.
Yeah. I'm going to
call the Dalai Lama right now.
Yeah. All right. Well, let me tell you right now, we can joke about that, but the truth is dousing has been for thousands of years. It's tribal.
Yeah. Well, the other thing, too, is the lady's going to come in here with her camera. She's going to take photos of us in our R's, and we can discuss it.
Okay. Hey, I want to talk about something that's bugging me. I know we only have just a couple minutes left. Okay, so this weekend, of course, we're going to have football. My stomach
on 9/11 football.
My stomach is sour. You know, ask one of the gals that was here. Like, this is, you know, something we're having a lunar eclipse. But Denver Broncos Brandon Marshall kneels in protest during national anthem following Kaepernick. And now they're saying the Seattle Seahawks are planning some sort of national anthem protest. You know, guys, I think that if I were an owner, you've free speech, but if I were an owner of a football team, these guys would be fined.
I think, you know, I don't even want to watch it.
That's where I'm at.
I think what happened with Megan Rapinoe, you know, she was going to do it again when she went to Chicago to play. The owner of the Chicago Spirits is a veteran. And what he did was he moved up the national anthem, so, you know, she wasn't there. They played the national anthem, and they said, hey, we respect the fact that she's got a big heart and she's got a right to protest. But she has no right to hijack our ceremony that we believe in for her own personal cause. And that's what this is. They're using the NFL for their own personal cause to bring attention to something that is so intricate. To say it's over on, people of color aren't treated right. There's people that are not of color that aren't treated right.
Right. And women aren't treated right.
And gays aren't treated right. And transgenders aren't treated
right. And Protestants and Catholics, and the list goes on.
Aren't treated right.
And
you know?
Jewish people.
Aren't
should we
treated
go on?
Right. Yeah. And Muslims aren't treated right. No. I mean, come on. I mean, so when you do this, it is so simplistic.
And people with beards.
And long hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do we have a call? All right.
And large.
Yeah. So we are going to see you this weekend at one of these events.
Okay. Now remember. Okay. So tomorrow's Taste of Cuba. Then we have the...
Tomorrow night. At the Civic.
And then we have the barbecue. 64th annual Asphalt Cowboys Barbecue at Lake Redding.
September 11th.
Starts at 11 a.m. At 7 o'clock on September 11th. Be out the giant flag on... Bocelli, and you will see you'll have a great service out there commemorating the 15th anniversary of the attack on the Twin Towers. And then, of course, head on over to The View.
The View 202, Jazz from 11 to 2.
There you go.
So have a great weekend, everybody.
Yeah.
You know, keep your chins up. It's going to be a great weekend.
Take care, everybody. Have a great weekend.
Up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
The stark reality of a nuclear North Korea hit home again today, with Pyongyang saying it has tested its most powerful bomb ever. The test brings condemnation from around the world, including from North Korea's close ally, China. President Obama calls the test a grave threat to regional security. Correspondent Foster Klug in Seoul, South Korea, says the North may pay for its actions. There will be a